Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of Ask the Pastor. Of course, I am your host, Blake Gideon, Senior Pastor of Edmonds First Baptist Church. Well, let's dive right into it today. We have three questions, and here's the first one. This person asks, I have used the passage in Matthew 24:35 many times, witnessing to those who oppose the Bible's durability. But recently, someone told me that it is inappropriate to use that verse to show that the Bible has been preserved, because here Jesus is only talking about the words of the prophecy he has given. In other words, that specific prophecy. So this person asked, would this be accurate? And if so, should I stop using it in this way? Well, first of all, I appreciate your desire to want to be contextually accurate. So, this is the parable of the fig tree. And the verse that you're specifically referring to is Matthew 24:35, where Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And you have used this verse in your evangelism endeavors to talk about the endurability of God's word. I'm sure the inerrancy, the infallibility of God's word. And so the fact that God's word is enduring. Now, I think the person that you spoke with is, I think both of you can be right. Now, I'm not saying that because there's compromise here, but let me explain. The immediate context of this verse is Jesus uses those words specifically to that prophecy. Okay? So the person who spoke with you was correct. That verse was used within the context of this specific prophecy. However, that statement is also true of all of God's word, right? So it's not stripping this verse out of context when it is actually true concerning the whole of the word of God. There's nothing wrong with saying, now specifically, Jesus uses this statement in concerning this prophecy. So you're being true to context, but then also saying, but really this is true for all of the Word of God. So I think I appreciate the individual you spoke with who points you to context, and we won't always want to be faithful to context, but the reality is this is a statement that is true of all the Word. Even Isaiah says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of God stands forever. And so the Bible from beginning to end emphasizes the eternality of the Word of God, the durability of the Word of God. So I do not think that you're necessarily wrong, and I think that you are fine to go ahead and use this verse as an example of the durability, the eternal nature of the Word of God. All right, so I hope that helps. However, that does not negate the fact that contextually it was referring to that specific prophecy. All right. Now, second question. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, God decreed that Adam would surely die if he ate of the fruit of the tree. Adam lived for 930 years after exiled. What death took place, the person is asking, in that day? He ate of the fruit, and the Lord commanded that the man would die if he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But this person is asking the question, but after God made that statement, Adam went on to live for 930 years. So when did death occur? Great question. I appreciate your insight into that text. So a couple of things. You got to realize that God created Adam and Eve as eternal beings. He created them to live eternally. They were never to experience physical death. So when God told Adam that if he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that he would surely die, well, that's exactly what happened. One of the saddest verses in the Bible is the fact that Adam died. God created him not to die. But when he chose to sin and go against God, he physically died. But more importantly, the moment that he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he died spiritually. So when God said, you shall surely die, Well, he eventually did die physically, but at that exact moment, he died spiritually. Okay, so I believe that answers your question. My third question for today, can a person who has put their faith and trust in Jesus for salvation but believes in modalism still go to heaven? Great question. Excellent question. Some of you may not know what modalism is, but modalism is it's a view of God which denies the Trinity. Okay? So really what this person is asking is, can someone deny the Trinity and still be saved? Well, let me explain what modalism is. Modalism teaches that God is not a triune God, but he's one God with one person. In the Father, in the Old Testament, he's the Father, and then he switched modes. The Father becomes the Son in the New Testament, and then now he is the Spirit. In other words, he can only be one at one time. He's not one God with three persons. Okay, he just functions in different modes. Like the Father in the Old Testament, he takes that mask off. He puts on the mask of the Son. He takes that mask off, and then he puts on the mask of the Holy Spirit. This is something that United Pentecostals hold to, and it's heresy. It's a heretical doctrine. It is to deny the Trinity is to deny the one true God. So I do not believe that you can be saved and deny the Trinity. All right? So let me be clear about that. My microphone's moving on me, so be patient. So you cannot deny the Trinity and be saved. Now, but let me say this. Let's say there's someone who comes to faith in Christ and they have no understanding of the Trinity. Okay? They're a new believer. All they know is that Jesus is God's Son who died upon the cross and who rose from the dead, and they want him to be the Lord and Savior of their life. That's all they know. In their minds, perhaps they have some type of modalistic idea. Now, I believe a person who is ignorant concerning the triune God can be saved. But once they learn the truth, once they learn the truth of the triune God, the fact that God is triune, once they know that, but yet reject that and instead embrace modalism, they're an unbeliever. I'm not sitting here trying to say that every person who is saved has a proper understanding of God as triune. There are a lot of people I've encountered in India who've never even heard. They've come to faith in Jesus. They believe that Jesus is God's Son. He died on the cross. He buried. He rose again. And they are trusting him as their Lord and Savior. But they've never been taught the truth about God in the sense that he is one God in three persons. And so many of them have a modalistic understanding. And that's based upon ignorance. And so it's not because they rejected the Trinity. It's just they've never been taught. And so I think it's possible for those individuals to be saved. But once you hear the doctrine of the Trinity, once you learn the truth about God and then reject it, there's no salvation for you. Modalism is a heretical doctrine promoted by false teachers. Okay? That's the plain and simple of it. And so that's why it's important that not only do we lead people to faith in Christ, but we disciple them and we teach them the essential doctrines of the faith. And one of the essential doctrines of our faith is that God is a triune God. One God, three persons. Okay? So thank you for all your questions today. I love answering them. Keep sending them in, and may God continue to bless you richly. Amen.